Are you one of those unfortunate persons who worries a lot? Would you like to know how to stop your worries?
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the voice of Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, your friendly advisor on the art of living. The National Broadcasting Company and its independent affiliated stations make free time available to present The Art of Living in cooperation with the Federal Council of the Churches of Christ in America. Dr. Norman Vincent Peale is the leader of this helpful series, and today he has chosen to discuss the formula for eliminating your worries. Dr. Peale's talk was transcribed earlier especially for presentation at this time. If you would like to have a personal copy of Dr. Peale's talk, send a request to him in care of the station through which this program is reaching you. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Dr. Norman Vincent Peale.
Have you heard of a new club called the Wednesday Worry Club? I'm not sure who started this organization. In fact, it isn't an organization, for it has no officers, but it's increasing in membership every day. I think the man who first thought up the Wednesday Worry Club was Mr. J. Arthur Rank, the famous British picture producer. At least, I first heard about it from him. Mr. Rank, it seems, decided to do all of his worrying on Wednesday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He would do no worrying the rest of the week, but would save it all for 4 o'clock every Wednesday afternoon. Whenever a worry came to his mind, he would write it on a piece of paper and put it in a box to be worried about on Wednesday. All week long, he would scribble down his worries and put them in the box for the Wednesday session. Then on Wednesday at 4 o'clock, he would open the box and take out his worries. He discovered that usually, most of the things he was worrying about just didn't matter anymore. In fact, most of them hadn't happened anyway. So he just threw them in the wastebasket. But there were a few worries still hanging fire. So what did he do with them? He put them back into the box to be worried about next Wednesday afternoon at 4 o'clock. If you would like to join, get yourself a box and start today. I would be very glad to hear from you telling me that you have enrolled in our Wednesday Worry Club. I really would advise you to join it, because if you are a worrier, you are in a rather dangerous situation, and that is something that you really ought to worry about. What I mean is that lots of people are making themselves actually sick with worry. A famous psychiatrist, a good friend of mine, Dr. Smiley Blanton, says that worry is the great modern plague. Another psychologist has said that worry is the most disintegrating enemy of human personality. A physician tells us that about 70% of his patients are afflicted to one degree or another with worry. Another doctor says that thousands of people are sick because of what he calls dammed up anxiety. That is, anxiety that has not been released and which turns inward and causes physical and emotional sickness. I understand that the Mayo Clinic made a study of 176 business executives around the average age of 44 and discovered that one-third of them were victims of heart disease, ulcers, and high blood pressure. And the chief cause was worry and tension. My good friend Mr. Dale Carnegie is responsible for the above statistics, and he also quotes other doctors who cite 4 possible causes of arthritis: financial disaster, loneliness, worry, and resentment. So you see, worry can do you a great deal of harm. Let's consider how to stop your worries. I give a lecture frequently around the country to various business organizations and other conventions on the general topic, how to break the worry habit. One night, I lectured to a certain convention and talked 45 minutes on worry. Afterward, a young man came up and was kind enough to say a few pleasant words about my speech, but he said, I can give you one sentence that is a sure cure for worry. And you can use this in your next speech, and it won't be necessary to talk 45 minutes. When I heard it, I agreed with him. For that one sentence is a sure cure for worry. And here it is. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Put that idea at the center of your thought processes, and in due time, it can eliminate your worry. You'll find that in the 34th Psalm, the 4th verse. That is really quite a sentence, isn't it? That sentence means, get your mind on God. Keep thinking about him. Pray to him. Have faith in him. In other words, change the pattern of your thoughts from anxieties to faith. Then faith will so completely dominate your thoughts, developing such strong inner confidence that you just cannot be a victim of fear anymore. So, your worries will be ended. Put your trust in God. Go ahead, do your best, and things will usually turn out much better than you expect. Give in to your worries. Spend your time worrying about all the dire things that may happen. And there's a strange law of the universe that these things will likely happen. You can worry yourself into just about what you're worrying about. On the other hand, decide to go ahead despite your worries, and the chances are your worries will finally drop away from you. The thing which you feared will become less and less likely to happen. A baseball magazine carried a story about a great pitcher who overcame a very serious worry, something which could have floored him. But he resolutely put these worries aside, and as a result, things have turned out in an amazing success. Several years ago, when this pitcher was 21, his doctor told him he would have to quit baseball. But baseball was his life. The doctor said he had a weak heart, even at the age of 21, and that the violent exercise and competition of baseball might be fatal to him. The boy said, "But I love baseball, and that is all I want to do." The doctor replied, "You'll have to decide that for yourself. But as your doctor, I advise against playing." The boy fought a battle with himself. "If I give up baseball," he said, "I will spend the rest of my life worrying about when I'm going to die. If I decide to go on, I will know that if I get through one game, then that is one game more. If I play a second game, then I have two games. I can quit and live being afraid all the time, or I can just forget my fears and pitch baseball, which I love to do." He decided on the latter, and so well did he pitch that in his next three seasons in big league ball, he won 80 games, which marked him as a top star. His name is Hal Newhouser. He pitches for the Detroit Tigers and is one of the greatest pitchers of our time. Strangely enough, the doctor now says his heart is better. He could have been an invalid, have been pushed around in a wheelchair, but he did something about his worries. Instead of worrying, he met the issue, and once having made a decision, he just went ahead and did his best without fear. Your faith can help you stop worrying. Two doctors recently said that they were very much concerned about the problem of worry as it affected their patients. One of them, a young doctor, said, "When I returned from Army service, I found that a great change had come over people. They'd become more nervous. Most of them had fears and anxiety. I found, as a matter of fact, that quite a large number of my cases were caused by worries and resentment and guilt. I soon realized that I couldn't very well cure my patients merely by giving them medicine, although, of course, that is important. Personally," he explained, "I believe that Christianity is a scientific method of healthy and happy living. Therefore, I began to prescribe to my patients. that the way to health and well-being was to practice their religion, for that would bring them quietness of mind, inner peace, and confidence. Another doctor told me about a woman patient who was an intelligent person, but exceedingly nervous. She was filled with worry, and it brought on a pronounced state of insomnia. The doctor gave her sedatives, but they only partially solved the problem. Finally, knowing that she was a religious person, he told her simply to practice real faith. He urged her to put her trust in God, to leave everything in God's hands, and to do the best she could, having confidence in God's guidance and protection. But she said, "When I turn out the light at night, my fears just seem to crowd in upon me, and sometimes I become almost terrified." The doctor said, "As a physician, I prescribe that you practice thinking about God. That will help you lose your fears." But her mind was so tortured with worries that the doctor had to use a little scheme to help her. He said, "At whatever time of the night it may be when your worries strike you, if you feel you would like to do so, call me on the telephone, and while I will not come to see you, I will talk with you on the phone." So one night she did telephone, and in a quiet voice he reassured her, saying, "Remember what I told you. God is with you. Go back to sleep, for everything is all right with God watching over you." Some night later, in her fright, she called him again. "Doctor, I'm terribly frightened." And he replied soothingly, "Never mind. Never mind. It's all right. God is with you. Be quiet and go to sleep." And she was able to do so. Several times she called him, and then the space between the calls lengthened until finally, one day, the doctor said, "You are learning a great lesson, a very great lesson, which is that you can pick up a little instrument, dial a few numbers, and hear my voice, and it quiets you. In the same way, you can pick up a book, a very old and reliable book. You can dial a few words and listen, and you will hear another voice, far more helpful than mine, far wiser, and that voice will quiet you." She was an intelligent lady, and she caught on to the doctor's ingenious device. This interesting suggestion made by a modern doctor is just what the psalm in the Bible is saying to us. Here is a medicine that may heal you if you will take it. Heal you of your worries. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. And now, just a suggestion. These effective and workable techniques for counteracting worry are taught in that church down the street. Every Sunday, the minister outlines workable procedures to help you overcome your worries. So, why not go to church on Sunday?
Another program on the Art of Living series has just been presented with Dr. Norman Vincent Peale at the microphone. Dr. Peale's counsel today was on the formula for eliminating your worries, copies of which may be obtained by sending a postcard or letter request to the Art of Living in care of the station through which this program is reaching you. George Crook is at the organ. This is Robert Denton speaking. Free time has been given by the National Broadcasting Company and its independent affiliated stations to present this program in cooperation with the Federal Council of the Churches of Christ in America and associated city, county, and state councils of churches throughout the nation, and came to you from Radio City, New York. Portions of the program were transcribed. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.